the stateroom, Jason and Dina, by Jason's wife. Dina desperately needed this anniversary cruise. After the challenges of raising young children while her husband Jason pursued his recently acquired master's degree, she was ready to reconnect and celebrate. Dina had researched extensively to choose the best ship and best itinerary, anxious for the trip of a lifetime. Then she instituted an exercise regimen so that she'd feel and look the best she had in years. They had wasted no time that first afternoon on the ship. As soon as they could explore their stateroom, Dina had locked the door and turned to surprise Jason with a blowjob. His still eyes watched her intently, and he brushed her hair out of her face as she slowly kissed and licked his member. Dina loved giving oral and all the power and sexiness that it made her feel. Jason's hands, strong yet gentle, excited her even more by reaching for, cupping, pulling, and teasing her breast as she seductively moved him in and out of her mouth. She had been willing to finish Jason off since she knew that soon they had to leave for the safety drill, but he had insisted on moving her up towards him. Dina quickly obliged, throwing her shorts aside, and he guided her to straddle his lap. She bent her knees, but was still able to touch the floor flat with her feet, giving her the best leverage to ride Jason at the depth she wanted. Jason pulled down the spaghetti strap of her tank top and lifted her breasts out in front of him. She loved how he worshipped her body and appreciated every curve and tantalizing detail. He was completely hard, the veins bulging on his stiff penis. Slowly, Dina slid her wet pussy onto Jason's hard rod and felt him fill her. With life and kids, it had been way too long since he'd been inside her. Her ache around his stiff thickness reminded her how long exactly. She moved in small circles, pressing her body into him and enjoying his length deep inside of her. They were startled for a moment by a loud announcement reminding occupants to head to their safety drill stations. So Dina knew she didn't have much time. Jason's hands on her hips guided her plunges hard and fast as she smoothly moved him in and out of her. His girth stretched her in this position, and Dina could feel herself building up. The way she straddled him meant Jason's shaft bumped against her hand when she placed it on her belly. She loved the depth the ankle allowed, letting her put Jason exactly where she wanted. Jason pulled Dina toward him, and she felt his strong arms wrap around her back and cinch her tightly to his chest. She could feel his rapid heartbeat. He stroked her hair and kissed her gently as he positioned her hips nearer to him. Putting his hands on her shoulders, he pulled her down harder and deeper into his lap. His groan told her he was enjoying the show her breast put on, bouncing in his face. He sucked one of them, and the familiar tug on her nipples made her shiver. They couldn't get enough of each other. Jason kissed her deeply as she rode him, and his tongue lapped at Dina's as his thumb and index finger discovered her tiny jewel, swollen and aching to be touched. His fingers found plenty of wetness between them, and he worked her clit with his fingers as Dina gyrated her hip, clinging to him hungrily. She was panting and wrapped her arms around his head, bringing his mouth into her breast. Jason knew what she wanted, and he obliged, suckling her breast deep and hard and nibbling at her nipples as his fingers gently but firmly stroked and caressed her clit. He whispered words of love and desire in her ear, and Dina felt intoxicated. This man God had brought her knew exactly how to love her and make her feel desirable In return, she only wanted to please him. She lifted her hips and Jason stroked her inside by lifting his pelvis to meet hers. Dina felt him hold her in place and then bury himself deep inside her wet, hot pussy. His cock plunged into her yet again. She was shaking, but she knew Jason wouldn't finish until she came. She felt the burning heat between her legs throbbing. The intensity of Dina's orgasm reached its peak and started to spread over her thighs. Jason tightened his hold on her and made her writhe against him. As her release began, he sucked deeply on her neck, leaving a trail and a tiny bruise on her cleavage. Dina arched her back, embracing the wetness that flowed from her orgasm, and drenched his thighs. Jason lifted her up and down one more time on his cock, then stiffened and closed his eyes. She pulled him one last time into her breast and used her leverage to push her hips and butt back down onto him in one fluid motion. Gripping her hips tight, Jason held her down on his member. She felt him come, his cock spewing hot liquid deep inside her and causing another mini orgasm for Dina. Jason pulled her into his chest, enjoying the feeling of her tight contractions around his cock that milked him of his last few drops of release. His breath came in ragged gasp. Jason kissed Dina deeply and held her tight. He knew this quickie was just another way she wanted to please him, and he was grateful. But tonight, he would give the pleasure under his terms until she was begging for more.